Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites. This is Jam FM. Time once again for Talent Talk. Today, speaking with Sue Gerald, the CEO and head librarian over at the Wawa Public Library. So first of all, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Oh, always a pleasure, Daniel. Thank you for having me.
So we wanted to talk about a wonderful celebration. It's an important milestone being reached at the library this month.
Yes, we are celebrating in the month of May our 70th anniversary as the library services here in Wawa.
Wow, that is quite a great accomplishment. Can you tell me a little bit about the history of the library?
Sure. The library first started out originally, was opened in 1954 and was situated in the basement of the St. James Dunn School. A few years later, I guess the plan was to build a new municipal building. So when the library got to be too small at the school, the municipality decided to allocate some footage to move the library from the school to what is now our library here. At that time, it was a little bit smaller. In 1996, I believe, Hawk Junction's Local Services Board funded 500 square foot addition that was added to the library, and it's the newer section where the nonfiction stuff is, and that was added in 1996, and this is the way we've been since then, with a few little upgrades here and there. So yeah, we celebrated 70 years in May 2024.
And that expansion is almost 30 years at this point.
Yes, yes, exactly. So we can use some more space now.
Well, there you go. Hopefully we'll see that in the future. So what are you doing to celebrate or mark this major milestone?
We have a few confirmed events. We're still working on a couple other things as well. But confirmed is a literary contest. We're doing this in partnership with the Wawa Rotary Club. They will be funding the prize money. So we're reaching out to the schools and we're asking that students, or there's also an adult section. So we have sections grade 5 to 8, grade 9 to 12, and then an adult section. And we're asking that you write a poem or a short story, or you can do both and qualify for both categories. So yes, you would submit your entries to myself at sgerald@wawa.cc. There will be a rubric available online as well. You can come stop by the library and pick up the rules and regulations and things like that. We encourage everyone. We want to encourage literacy, of course, encourage reading. So this is why we've decided to try this venue.
I know that you do a lot to encourage literacy. Obviously, the library itself, a wealth of books and other resources, materials, and a lot of events happen there, a lot of programming. Any special programs this month?
We are continuing with our regular programming, of course. So as you say, we're always busy. We have our adults craft club, our kids programming is all continuing on. In addition to what we're normally doing, we're going to have on Wednesday, May 22nd, to celebrate our 70th anniversary, a library social. So we're inviting anyone and everybody from, you know, if you haven't been in the library for a while and you remember it when you were a kid, come on in, drop in, share some stories. We'll have some snacks and coffee and tea for everyone just to share stories. The other thing we're doing this month is we want to, of course, promote everyone having a library card. So we want you to come in. If you have a library card already, come in, show us your library card, show us how proud you are of it, and we'll enter your name for a draw. If you don't have a library card, this is the month to come and do it. Come in and get your library card, and we'll also enter your name for a draw.
That library card, obviously helpful if they want to pick up any of the materials that are there, but there's also things like Libby and other stuff that you can access that way.
Yes, we do have Libby, which is an excellent app for if you enjoy ebooks and audiobooks, but we also just signed up for Cantook, and Cantook is the French version of Libby, so it's strictly French books. So if we have some French people out there that, you know, you find maybe you can't find what you want in our library, if you get your library card, you can search out all your books and reading needs on Cantook.
Anything else that you'd like to say about the celebrations or just about the library at this time?
We're always very busy. We're hoping to get a couple more events throughout the month, but we really want to encourage everyone to come out to the social. Check out the literary contest. I think it'll be a lot of fun. We're going to send all this information out to the schools as well, so hopefully they can participate as well. We have lots going on. If you go by the library, you'll see something new out front. And I'd like to give a big shout out to Alex and Sam and the rest of the staff at the community center. They built us a raised garden. So we're hoping to, at the end of May, when it gets a little bit warmer, start a little garden, vegetable garden outside with our after-school program. And then hoping to continue in the summertime with our summer program kids to see what we can grow out there.
Wow.
That's pretty fun and exciting. I'm looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. And I know you've had seeds swaps and all that sort of thing held there. So definitely gardening has been a focus or something to promote there as well.
Yes, and that's something else we can teach the kids, you know, just not about the planting and the growing, but to save those seeds and return them, and then we can regenerate our own seeds without having to purchase anymore. So it's a good thing to learn.
Thank you so much for your time, and congratulations to the library on 70 years.
Yes, we're pretty excited. It's a big milestone for sure.
Once again, that is Sue Gerald, the head librarian and CEO of the Wawa Public Library, joining us for Town Talker at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.